Elko. Tonight's program is designed to create a genuine dialogue between our elders and youth, to experience each other's stories of how it is and was to be the same age.
Grandma would be my role model.
What do you admire about them?
The stuff like that they teach me and everything they do.
Okay. Do you travel a lot with them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I go to like my aunt's up in Bismarck with them. Mm-hmm. And go on.
What do you like about your high school?
From high school? The way like.
Is it a fun place you really want to go to every day?
I don't like getting up early.
I don't think anybody does that.
I don't mind it. It's pretty nice.
How do you get to school?
On the bus.
Okay. Do you ever get into trouble at school?
Not really. I mean, sometimes for being late, but other than that, no.
Well, that's good. And what do you do for activities after school?
Gymnastics, cross country.
Keep yourself busy. What's your favorite subject in school?
American Studies.
Interesting.
And Biology. What are some of your earliest childhood memories?
My early childhood memories are living on a farm north of Ogama. We only lived about 3/4 of a mile or a mile north of the school. We were on a hill by a gravel pit, and we had a farm where we had cattle. I think that's all we had, if I remember correctly. And a sand pit. My three brothers. We went down there and played a lot. And there was a lake close to our house that we'd go to, but I really didn't like it too much because it had blood suckers in it.
What were things you enjoyed doing as a child?
Oh, well, I was an only girl, so I had to find my own fun. My brothers were all younger than me, so. But I enjoyed going when we went to my grandpa's in Lidgerwood, North Dakota. We'd take the train. My dad worked on the railroad, so we got a free train ride down there. And that was fun. I still liked going on the train. I didn't do much on the farm. That was left to the boys. They did the work outside, and I did help Mom in the inside and learn how to bake bread. When I was 10, I had to stand on a chair by the table to knead it.
When you were my age, what did you typically eat as like a daily meal?
Oh, we always had potatoes and gravy and meat and vegetable. Mom baked bread, so we always had fresh bread.
Sounds good.
And then she'd take, and I think a lot of the mothers did, was before the bread was ready to pan out and put into loaves, and she'd take, cut off little pieces of it and fry it in oil, which we called dogods. But they were good. And my dad, he would take us to the powwows in the summertime. We'd come out here to the powwows. And our little old Model A car, park on the hill and sit on a blanket, watch the dancers. But that was fun. I still like to do that. So what do you do for fun?
What do I do for fun? I like to walk my dog, jump on a trampoline.
And we didn't have that in our day. We had the jump rope and marbles. That was about it. It wasn't that much. Play hide and seek a lot.
Who were your childhood role models?
Oh, gosh. Probably my mom and dad. My aunt, who doesn't live anymore. She was out in California, but I kind of followed, like to follow her. She was a secretary when she was younger for a firm in Detroit Lakes. But she was a very fussy person. Things had to go just so. We decorate the Christmas tree, the icicles had to be just so far apart. My dad would sit there and shake his head.
Sorry, Dad, you can ask her who her role models are too.
Okay. Did you have some role models growing up?
Mm-hmm.
Who are they?
Well, my grandma, grandpa, mom, my dad too.
What activities do you have in school?
We have, like, what do you mean, like subjects or like after school?
Whatever. Physical activities. Or...
There's a lot of sports, like track, cross country.
See, no, they didn't have that when I went to high school. There was boys basketball and football, girls basketball, gym. It was about it when I went to high school. Wasn't that much to choose from for girls. And, of course, your home ec, sewing and cooking. And my usual train rides down to Grandma's and walk into her house. And she had high-back wooden chairs, and she'd have noodles draped across them drying so that she could make us chicken noodle soup.
What food brings back memories?
Food? Oh. Soups. We had a lot of soups. We lived on the farm, so we had soup bones, and Mom liked to make a soup. I forget what she called it now, but it had cabbage in it and potatoes, and it wasn't very colorful, but it was good.
Cabbage soup?
Yeah, something like it. Just, I don't know if they called it mulligan stew or what they called it, but it was good anyway, especially if you had fresh bread to dip in it. What do you do for fun?
I like to go rollerblading, take walks, just hang out with my family.
Yeah, when we lived in Ogama, there was a tennis court across this road from our house and had cement on it, so we'd go roller skating over there till I fell down and dislocated my elbow, and that was the end of the roller skating for me. So, once in a while, if I was lucky, I got to go to a dance with my mom and dad, because there were dances down at the dance hall downtown, and so we get to go down there and go dancing. It wasn't very often, though. Like my dad said, it was too much drinking and stuff going on. So.
What kind of responsibilities did you have at home?
Oh, dishes and cleaning and helping wash on wash day. It was about it. We had a little flower garden around the house, but we didn't have a big garden. And the garden that we did have was about a block away, and Dad pretty much took care of that. So what do you do for fun?
I like to go hang out with my friends. And
doing what kind of activities?
Sometimes we just rollerblade around town, or walk around town, or walk our dogs.
You shoot baskets up at the old school?
I have once, but I don't really play basketball.
Not something you like to do.
Yeah.
I know with my grandkids, we go watch. I watched them when they played basketball in high school, and when the two boys went to college, we'd drive down to Wapton and watch them play down there. And they're still playing in Indian leagues around the area when they come home, so.
Who first taught you how to cook?
My mom. And then I learned a lot in the home ec at school when I got into high school.
That's one of the classes I'm taking.
Yeah, we made a, what we call a potato volcano. It was a mashed potatoes mounded, and then you made a deep well in them, and then you had like a cheese rarebit that you made, a sauce, cheese sauce, and then you'd pour that in there and let it run over the top. That was good.
How did you keep from getting bored? What activities did you do?
Didn't have much time. Got home from school, and there was some chores that had to be done before supper. My dad worked on the railroad and would get home about 5:30, so then we'd have supper by then. And then in the evening, if there was anything going on in the community, like games or something, if there's baseball games, then my dad played with the old timers, and so we'd go up and watch him play ball. And then there were always free movies downtown on Saturday night. So we'd go and watch those. But there really wasn't much to do. Like there is now. Kids have got so many different things to do now that I don't know how they could ever get bored. You like to listen to music?
Mm-hmm.
What kind?
I like country.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites too.
A little, I don't really like, I like rap music too sometimes.
Yeah.
Depends on what it is. All kinds of music I like. What kind of music do you like?
I like country western.
Country western.
Whenever there's country western music, I watch a lot on the local television station. They have like a dance polka time, and so I watch that. It's fun to watch because I like to dance. So I'd have to be some.
Brooke Saunders.
Who are your role models?
My role models? My grandpa and grandma would be my role model.
What do you admire about them?
The stuff like that they teach me and everything they do.
Do you travel a lot with them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I go to like my aunt's up in Bismarck with them. And go on.
What do you like about your high school?
My high school? The way they can.
Is it a fun place you want to really want to go to every day?
I don't like getting up early.
I don't think anybody does that.
I don't mind it. It's pretty nice.
How do you get to school?
On the bus.
Okay. Do you ever get into trouble at school?
Not really. I mean, sometimes we're being late, but other than that, no.
Well, that's good. And what do you do for activities after school?
Gymnastics, cross country.
Keep yourself busy. What's your favorite subject in school?
American Studies.
Interesting.
And Biology. What are some of your earliest childhood memories?
My early childhood memories are living on a farm north of Ogama. We only lived about 3/4 of a mile or a mile north of the school. We were on a hill by a gravel pit, and we had a farm where we had cattle. I think that's all we had, if I remember correctly. In a sand pit, my three brothers. We went down there and played a lot. And there was a lake close to our house that we'd go to, but I really didn't like it too much because it had blood suckers in it.
What were things you enjoyed doing as a child?
Oh, well, I was an only girl, so I had to find my own fun. My brothers were all younger than me, so. But I enjoyed going when we went to my grandpa's in Lidgewood, North Dakota. We'd take the train. My dad worked on the railroad, so we got a free train ride down there. And that was fun. I still liked going on the train. I didn't do much on the farm. That was left to the boys. They did the work outside, and I did help Mom in the inside and learn how to bake bread. When I was 10, I had to stand on a chair by the table to knead it.
When you were my age, what did you typically eat as like a daily meal?
Oh, we always had potatoes and gravy and meat and vegetable. Mom baked bread, so we always had fresh bread.
Sounds good.
And then she'd take, and I think a lot of the mothers did, was before the bread was ready to pan out and put into loaves, and she'd take, cut off little pieces of it and fry it in oil, which we called dough gods. But they were good. And my dad, he would take us to the powwows in the summertime. We'd come out here to the powwows. And our little old Model A car, park on the hill and sit on a blanket and watch the dancers. But that was fun. I still like to do that. So what do you do for fun?
What do I do for fun? I like to walk my dog. Just jump on a trampoline.
And we didn't have that in our day. We had the jump ropes and marbles. That was about it. Wasn't that much. I'd play hide and seek a lot.
Who were your childhood role models?
Oh, gosh. Probably my mom and dad. My aunt, who doesn't live anymore. She was out in California, but I kind of followed, like to follow her. She was a secretary when she was younger for a firm in Detroit Lakes. But she was a very fussy person. Things had to go just so. We decorate the Christmas tree, the icicles had to be just so far apart. My dad would sit there and shake his head.
Sorry, Dad, you can ask her who her role models are too.
Okay. Did you have some role models growing up?
Mm-hmm.
Who are they?
My grandma, grandpa, mom. My dad too.
What activities do you have in school?
We have subjects or like after school.
Whatever. Any physical activities or
do a lot of sports, like track, cross country.
See, now they didn't have that when I went to high school. There was boys' basketball, football, girls' basketball, gym. It was about it when I went to high school. Wasn't that much to choose from for girls. And, of course, your home ec, sewing and cooking. And my usual train rides down to Grandma's and walk into her house. And she had high-back wooden chairs, and she'd have noodles draped across them drying so that she could make us chicken noodle soup.
What food brings back memories?
Food? Oh, soups. We had a lot of soups. We lived on the farm, so we had soup bones, and Mom liked to make a soup. I forget what she called it now, but it had cabbage in it and potatoes, and it wasn't very colorful, but it was good.
Cabbage soup?
Yeah, something like just, I don't know if they called it mulligan stew or what they called it, but it was good anyway, especially if you had fresh bread to dip in it. What do you do for fun?
I like to go rollerblading, take walks, hang out with my family.
Yeah, when we lived in Ogama, there was a tennis court across this road from our house and had cement on it, so we'd go roller skating over there till I fell down and dislocated my elbow, and that was the end of the roller skating for me. So, once in a while, if I was lucky, I got to go to a dance with my mom and dad, because there were dances down at the dance hall in downtown, and so we get to go down there and go dancing. It wasn't very often, though. Like my dad said, it was too much drinking and stuff going on. So.
What kind of responsibilities did you have at home?
Oh, dishes and cleaning and helping wash on wash day. It was about it. We had a little flower garden around the house, but we didn't have a big garden. And the garden that we did have was about a block away, and Dad pretty much took care of that. So what do you do for fun?
I like going out with my friends and
doing what kind of activities?
Sometimes we just rollerblade around town or walk around town or walk our dogs.
Or shoot baskets up at the old school?
I have once, but I don't really play basketball.
It's not something you like to do.
Yeah.
I know with my grandkids we go watch. I watched them when they played basketball in high school, and when the two boys went to college, we'd drive down to Wapt and watch them play down there. And they're still playing in Indian leagues around the area when they come home, so.
Who first taught you how to cook?
My mom. And then I learned a lot in the home ec at school when I got into high school.
That's one of the classes I'm taking.
Yeah, we made a, what we call a potato volcano. It was a mashed potatoes mounded, and then you made a deep well in them, and then you had like a cheese rarebit that you made, a sauce, cheese sauce, and then you'd pour that in there and let it run over the top. That was good.
How did you keep from getting bored? What activities did you do?
Didn't have much time. Got home from school, and there was some chores that had to be done before supper. My dad worked on the railroad and would get home about 5:30, so then we'd have supper by then. And then in the evening, if there was anything going on in the community, like games or something, if there's baseball games, then my dad played with the old timers, and so we'd go up and watch him play ball. And then there were always free movies downtown on Saturday night, so we'd go and watch those. But there really wasn't much to do, like there is now. Kids have got so many different things to do now that I don't know how they could ever get bored. You like to listen to music?
Mm-hmm.
What kind?
I like country.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites too.
I like rap music too sometimes.
Yeah.
Depends on what it is. All kinds of music I like. What kind of music do you like?
I like country western.
Country western.
Whenever there's country western music, I watch a lot on the local television station. They have like a dance polka time, and so I watch that. It's fun. fun to watch because I like to dance, so.
Funding for this program has been made possible through a grant from the Legacy, Art, Culture, and Heritage Fund of Minnesota.